Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Rathner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night. I'm going to be here with you to bring you a little bit closer to Saturday morning. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America, every part of the country, okay? My friends in Toronto, Canada, my folks far away in Hawaii, my people close by down in Miami, my people out in Texas, California, and everything in between. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Dave Shepard. Dave is coming to you live from New York City. You can listen to every minute of the show on the free Odyssey app. You can even hit rewind. Knock yourself out. Go ahead, do it. We got plenty of stations all over the country. You can tune in on Sirius XM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, go ahead and do that. Ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. It's been a busy night. We're coming to the close of the NBA season. By the time I get back with you on Monday night, the season will be done. We'll be getting ready for the play-in, and then we can leave a lot of these sorry-ass teams alone. That's it. That's what we got in the NBA right now. A bunch of sorry-ass teams. The fans are the losers right now. But here's the deal. NBA fans love the NBA. They're not necessarily quitting the NBA. The NBA, from a digital perspective, from an online perspective, it's hot. People love it. I can tell you what I don't love. I don't love when these teams just quit. I don't love when the fans don't get their money's worth. I don't love when you got a squad like the Dallas Mavericks who said, man, we ain't got nothing to play for. If we go to the playoffs, we're getting our asses kicked, and they decide not to play anybody. That sucks, and that's exactly what they did tonight. The Dallas Mavericks took on the Chicago Bulls and said, we ain't playing nobody. Luka Doncic played 13 minutes. There was no Kyrie. There's no Tim Hardaway. It was nobody. I know they're a two-man team to begin with, but the Dallas Mavericks said, we rather choke and quit and give up than go into the play-in tournament or the playoffs and get smoked. We rather hold on to our draft pick. And so the Dallas Mavericks, an NBA team, a professional sports team, and we know teams choke. We know they go out there and lose on purpose. The Dallas Mavericks did it blatantly tonight. And Jason Kidd, before and after the game, I mean, he just sounded ridiculous. Don't put a microphone in front of Jason Kidd anymore. They only got one more game, so you don't have to hear too much more of him. But I mean, sheesh. Before the game, Jason Kidd was just like, Yeah. So the team, we changed our philosophy. We thought about winning, and then we changed our minds. Listen to this crap.
We were fighting for our lives and understanding this is the situation we're in, but the organization has made a decision to change, and so we have to go by that, and that's just something that happens. And so the guys that are playing, we got to go out there and put our best foot forward. And we talked about that this afternoon. And the guys that are playing are going to go out to try to play to win.
Why so vague? What is the change, Jason? To lose? Yeah, they made a decision to try to lose on purpose tomorrow or tonight. And that they did. It looked kind of close. The Dallas Mavericks were winning over the Chicago Bulls, but the Bulls went on a run at the end of the game, and they end up winning 115-112, and Dallas got what they want. Officially eliminated from the postseason, stupid play-in, and now they have a better chance of keeping their pick. Listen to their announcers from Bally Sports.
Airplane Mode Jones, that is his nickname, a former slam dunk champion. Here's A.J. Lawson. Lawson, a deep three! And it's way off target. Nilakina trying to save it in. McKinley right in the corner! Off the top of the backboard, and the game is over. That loss eliminates Dallas from play-in tournament contention, which certainly seemed like it was already trending in that direction, given the events of this most unusual day. This most unusual game comes to a conclusion.
That's what they wanted. They wanted to lose. And then Jason Kidd spoke after the game, and he had the nerve to go, we weren't trying to lose on purpose. Listen to this liar.
Understanding it's not so much waving the white flag. It's, you know, decisions sometimes are hard in this business, and you have to make hard decisions, and we're trying to build a championship team.
It's like he's trying to explain this to somebody in kindergarten. Well, listen, we went out there, we had players that played, but nah, we ain't quit. What? So what's the change? Why are you being so vague? Why don't you get a little bit more specific as to what the Mavericks were doing? Trying to lose so they could maintain their draft pick in draft position. I told you there was no Kyrie tonight, just Luka. And the only reason that Luka played because it was Slovenian night in Dallas. Otherwise, his ass would have sat down. And by the way, he played 13 minutes and still tied on the team for leading scorer for tonight with the Mavs. Two other guys had 13, and the third guy was Luka. That's embarrassing, man. Kyrie Irving, the guy they traded for, that they've only picked up 8 wins with since he joined. Jason Kidd said, yeah, he ain't played tonight. I still think he wants to play here in Dallas.
Yeah, I think he's enjoyed his time here. I think he's at peace. I think he has enjoyed being a Maverick, and I think, hopefully I'm not talking out of turn, that he wants to be here. And so hopefully that's the case.
That don't mean nothing, folks. Come on now. This is Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving told everybody, hey, if you live up in New England, if you up in Boston, you might have heard Kyrie Irving say, yeah, I wanna stay and re-sign here in Boston. Well, what happened there? Hey, if you're in Brooklyn, and you don't have to be in Brooklyn, but maybe you heard this. There was a point in time where Kyrie was just, I want to be here and look forward to it. What happened there? There was a point in time that Kyrie Irving was playing with LeBron James, where he won his only championship, and Kyrie Irving said, I don't want to be here. And then a few years later, he said, I made a bad decision. So if I'm Jason Kidd, the last thing I want to do is even put my brain or use my own brain power to think about what's going on in the head of Kyrie Irving. I'm staying away from that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Atlanta Hawks lost to a bunch of nobodies on the Sixers. It's just a lot of crap going on. None of the Phoenix Suns are playing right now. And Los Angeles Lakers on a scoring run. The Suns were beating up on them. The Lakers are playing the Suns backups because they don't want Kevin Durant to twist another ankle. A matter of fact, if you forgot what Kyrie Irving said, here's a reason that Jason Kidd shouldn't go by a word. This is what Kyrie Irving told Brian Scalabrine. Listen to this.
But there will be more spaces up there. Kyrie, how important is it to see number 11 up there one day?
It's it's quite important, and I appreciate that, Scout. I joined him, but I shared it with some of my teammates as well as the organization and everyone else in Boston. If you guys will have me back, I plan on re-signing here next year.
Boom! So.
No, that was on NBC Sports Boston. Even Brian Scalabrine, he's like, whoa! Shout-outs to Scalabrine. I saw him here in Atlanta a couple weeks ago.
He didn't
Another
resign?
Great radio person. I'm sorry?
He didn't resign? I'm shocked. What?
Oh, you're talking. I was talking about Scalabrine. You're talking about Kyrie.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Jason Kidd should take a listen to that.
By the way.
Yes?
JR, he's a top 30 player in the history of the sport. I think most people would give him that title, if not a top 40 player at the worst. Now, he's
okay, I haven't counted that far, but go ahead.
Fair enough. He's also been a head coach for a Mavericks team where they have made a conference finals and knocked off the 60-plus win number one seed Suns team to get there. What is he sounding like saying, I don't mean to talk.
Oh, you're talking about Jason Kidd.
Yeah, I don't mean to talk out of turn. Like, dude, you're a 19-year veteran. You are second all-time in assists. You are second or third in steals. You are a franchise-changing player. You have had some success as a head coach. You are an NBA legend, and that is not a title that we're just going to give you lightly. And this guy's talking like he's got his hands tied behind his back, and he's got no level of an ounce of autonomy in an organization that he was the second best player where they won an NBA championship, their lone NBA championship, JR, back in 2011. Where is Jason Kidd's stones?
Did you just say Jason Kidd don't have balls?
Yeah, I was trying to be clean about it, but Are you damn right I'm saying, JR, this is a guy that is one of the great names in the history of basketball. I understand he's had some controversy off the court, domestically and such. I know you don't want to touch that, and rightfully so. But Jason Kidd is one of the most dynamic players this sport has ever seen, and he has been successful at being able to transition to be head coach. And JR, he even sucked it up and swallowed his pride, and he was an assistant coach for Frank Vogel. Like, that is swipe prowling if I've ever known it. And so, if you're Jason Kidd, grow a pair.
No, I think the next step would be to just not coach, to quit. Like he literally went from the bench, and then he was a coach. Like I still think of Jason Kidd here as an employee now. We haven't had time to relish in Jason Kidd, one of the greatest point guards and NBA players of all time. He's just a coach right now. As a matter of fact, when he was asked earlier today, well, do you agree with the tanking or do you agree with the decision? You said you want him to have some cojones. This is the answer Jason Kidd had to the media.
Do you agree with the decision?
Yes, those are my bosses, so yes.
Well, I mean, what else is he going to do? You think he's going to go upstairs? They're going to tell him go home. I think Mark Cuban does not need Jason Kidd. Mark Cuban going to be around longer than Jason Kidd is. And if Mark Cuban's not around, Jason Kidd might be gone anyway. Hey, Luka Doncic might be going faster than all these dudes.
Is this a stain on Mark Cuban's legacy, JR? Because, you know, I can't help but think if this was another owner that wasn't as gregarious and as popular and as accessible to the media, he would be getting slammed by every single major market all of North America right
this
now.
This is the whole story is only 7 hours old. I mean, yeah, where's he getting his ass whooped? Yeah, absolutely. This is still a fresh story. This was announced this afternoon. They lost the game, something that they wanted to do. We are going to hear, I assume, sooner than later over the next couple of weeks, we'll hear from Mark Cuban. And this story isn't going away. And he's, to a certain degree, I think he has spat in the face of the NBA. And knowing that you've owned the team for the better part of 20 years now, that you do have a championship, a singular championship, nobody can predict the future. But this might be domino one that falls here. Like, okay, you tried to get Luka some help. You had Luka in. Luka's here. And Dirk Nowitzki's on his way out. They were on the court at the same damn time. And Luka takes over. Beautiful transition, right? And then you move from that, and you're like, oh, wow, well, we got to get him some help. He is Kristaps Porzingis. Kristaps Porzingis hated playing with that guy. They could not stand each other. Porzingis is gone. Now it's Luka and friends. And they even go to a conference championship. And then you go, oh, my God, we still need help. But now we don't have Brunson. And so what happens? You trade for Kyrie Irving. Ridiculous talent this man has. He's also someone who comes with a history of not playing ball for a variety of reasons. And you traded for him, and he might walk. There's no guarantee that he'll return. And so if this really goes to the you-know-whats, what's to say that Kyrie doesn't leave and that Luka doesn't just stick around on borrowed time himself? That would be the bigger stain for Mr. Mark Cuban. Hey, good luck with your draft pick. That's just a lot of nonsense. 855-212-4CBS. TJ is here from Florence, South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, TJ?
Hey, how's it going, JR? You doing all right tonight?
You got me on speaker, TJ?
Ooh, I do. Does it sound bad? Hang on.
What you mean, hang on? Come on, man. Does it sound bad? Do you listen to the radio? Hello, hello? He's gone, though. I'm just speaking to anybody. Do you listen to the radio, man? Speakerphone sounds like garbage. Speakerphone is a surefire way to be on the radio and to no longer be on the radio. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to be speaking into the microphone, not from the other side of the room. And I'm going to tell you about someone who he doesn't know how to do his job. He's not prepared to do so. It's Zion Williamson. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Is in the building.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller. Had to pull over to the side of the road just to make sure I didn't miss my opportunity. Want you to know that I appreciate your candor.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. With all the injury talk and not playing talk and quitting talk, you can't have that conversation. I think this guy might be the king in the NBA right now, especially when you think about the amount of money that he's making and really what he hasn't done, which is really anything in the NBA on a consistent level. And it happens to be Zion Williamson, the man who is making or will make $193 million. He could make $231 million, but he don't play basketball. Zion Williamson has been out since January 2nd with a hamstring. This is the same Zion Williamson who basically the past couple of seasons ain't played either. Even to start his career, I'm like, well, damn. 2019 to 2020, played 24 games. The pandemic season, I don't know if that helped him get out onto the court. It's 61 out of 72 games. Zion Williamson is just like an invisible man when it comes to basketball. He ain't play all of last year because of his foot. This is supposed to be four seasons of Zion, four of them. This season, this year, this season, I still can't believe this. Zion has only played in 29 games this year. Is this supposed to change? We heard about his weight. I can still look at him and see he's big as hell. I've seen him in person. He was big as hell. And I like Zion. Who doesn't want to watch Zion play? He's built like a defensive end. But being built like a defensive end isn't going to help you in the NBA. I think he can get smaller, lose more weight, and still be effective. I'm not saying he's going to run around and turn into Oliver Miller for my people who can remember Big O, the other Big O, for the wrong reasons. But how's he going to play? And we learned today. A matter of fact, I want to share with you. Pelicans general manager, David Griffin. He basically said, Zion is done. He's not playing in the play-in. You can throw that out the window. That means another week. And if the Pelicans advance, that maybe we'll see Zion. This was 2 months ago what David Griffin had to say.
One thing I do want to clarify for everybody, Zion, I know Coach had alluded to it Tuesday, may not play till after All-Star break. We've actually earlier this week confirmed that Zion did re-aggravate his hamstring injury. I think we're looking at multiple weeks past All-Star break that he'll be back. What that looks like in terms of timeline, I really can't tell you. Much as we have throughout this, we'll continue to image him, and post All-Star that will happen. It won't necessarily happen the day after All-Star, but at some point we'll get through that process once the team gets back together post All-Star from the break and reassess where we're at and try to have a little more clarity on a timeline. But for now, we know that he won't be back anytime shortly after.
That was like 2 months ago. He got hurt. Let's go through the timeline. He has been out since January 2nd. That update was from February. This is now April. I get it. He's a giant human being. What is his hamstring? He got an elephant hamstring? Like, why can't Zion play basketball? Because he's too damn big. And I don't got to be a doctor to figure that out. Just look at him. And when he played in those 29 games, he made the All-Star team. Think about this. Zion was an All-Star this year. Did he play? No. He spoke to the media and they asked him about video games and music. Nobody asked him about his hamstring. 26 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 60% from the field. I hope Zion can get it together. Otherwise, he's going to end up on one of these lists of just all-time what-ifs. And we know what he could do. But does it matter if you can't get out onto the court and actually play? Tonight, the Pelicans are actually still alive here. They beat the New York Knicks 113-105. Trey Murphy scored 31 points for the Pelicans. And so with the victory tonight, the Pelicans improved their record to 42-39. They have Minnesota next. The Pelicans will not finish worse than ninth. And they can actually avoid the play-in. They need a victory against Minnesota, and they need a little bit of help outside of that. But the Pelicans still have life. And Zion can't do anything but watch on the sidelines. Are we witnessing? Is it a stretch? Probably. But am I safe to say this is Greg Oden-like? Am I going too far to look at another Blazer and Brandon Roy? Is it too much to look at Zion Williamson and just go, well, damn, man, you're Oliver Miller. You're eating yourself out of house and home. What about Grant Hill? At least Grant Hill had a little bit more success by the time he busted out his ankle. Jay Williams, we know about him on a motorcycle. How about that? Victor Oladipo, he's been out a few years. It's like everything in his leg is hurt. Kawhi Leonard. At least Kawhi is back now for a minute there. It's like, is he ever going to be a Spur again? And he popped up and won a championship with Toronto. At least he's accomplished something. He's going into the damn Hall of Fame. Every now and then, we get a superstar that can't even play. And Zion Williamson. Can you call a guy a bust when you don't show up, when you don't perform? Is he a disappointment? Is he a bust? Is he going to turn things around? Greg Oden never was healthy enough to get his chance or opportunity. Shep, what was that, the guy's name from
Anthony
from
Bennett.
The Cavs,
Anthony
the Canadian?
Anthony Bennett.
Anthony Bennett.
I knew you were going there.
Yeah, Anthony Bennett, he just sucked. Dog, his hands are too small. He's garbage. He's trash. He couldn't play. But for me personally, if you can't, you can have potential and not live up to it, yeah, you a bust. Zion Williamson, with all the money that he's getting, $200 million, a five-year contract, I hope that Zion can get it together and play and have a long career. But over the next 5 years, if Zion cashes every dollar of this $200 million and he does not stay healthy, I don't care what his talent level is. I'm going to call Zion a bust. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Zion has been out since January 2nd. It is moving towards, damn it, we're at the beginning, going towards the middle of April. Zion still hasn't played. He's played 29 games this year. Zion didn't play any games last year. Is Zion, is he a disappointment? Would you label him a bust? Do you think Zion is going to work out? Or is he going to have to just work out at one of the tables at the fast food restaurant? I have no idea. To me, he's on his way to being a bust. The first thing you got to do is show up and be available. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'll take your calls here on Zion. I'll give you an update on the Lakers on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Longtime listener, huge fan. Oh my God, I'm so flabbergasted. I even got on. I'm always driving home from work when I hear you. I just want to call and talk about the game tonight.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, you can call me up and talk about the game tonight. The Los Angeles Lakers are getting ready to wipe out the no-name Suns. 121-105 is the current score. A minute left in this game. On the other side of the break at the top of the hour, we'll give you more implications as to what this means. Phoenix Suns didn't play their stars. They're just trying to stay alive, and the Los Angeles Lakers are trying to move up here and improve their position to get into the postseason. But before we went to break, we talked about someone who we haven't seen him play basketball since January 2nd. His name is Zion Williamson. He's been out with a hamstring injury since basically New Year's. This is the same Zion Williamson who didn't play at all last year because he had a broken foot. He's only played and will only play 29 games this season. And we got an update from General Manager David Griffin today that the Pelicans, who will be in the play-in, Zion won't be there at all. And his extension, that 5 years, kicks in next year. Zion, next season, $33 million. The next years after that, 36, 38, 41, 44. Zion Williamson is going to turn 23 years old in July. He's still young, right? He got time in front of him to get it together. Is he going to lose weight? Is he going to get in shape? And sure, you can play and bust people up on the street at your size, but you going to play 70 games? Is Zion going to max out at 70? Coming out of the pandemic, he did play. I give him credit. Played in 61 games. Is he ever going to get to 70? I hate to say it. If he can't get it together over the next few years and put together a couple of seasons, like I'm going to call him a bust. I don't care. No matter to me, I don't lose sleep. We know he has talent. We've seen he can be and has been one of the most dominant players in the paint that we've seen. 6'6", 60% from the field. He just goes to the basket. Nobody could do anything at all. And they know it's happening, and you can't do anything because he's moving you out the way. I think he could still do it if he was smaller. What do you think about Zion? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Zion is from South Carolina. Let's go to North Carolina and talk to Henry. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Henry?
What is going on, JR?
How are you?
Listen, man, you said, did you say the hamstring or he had a ham sandwich?
Well, maybe both.
My man, rest in peace. I had a friend, he passed 2 years ago. We was talking about Zion. Him going to New Orleans was the worst thing. Got down there, he's eating all the jambalaya. He's just pigging out. The kid is a talent, but who isn't a talent coming out of college, All-American in high school, this, that, and everything else? The money that they're pouring into him is the ridiculous thing of this whole situation. He's a bust right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Henry, for calling from North Carolina. If you are the Pelicans, you kind of had, did you have a choice? Did you? They kind of had no choice, right? Let's keep in mind, they offered him that 5-year extension coming off of a season where he broke his foot. He did not play basketball all of last season. And in the summertime, in July, they said, here's your 5-year contract. Like, is a broken foot? Was Zion's broken foot a fluke? Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. It's been a fluke like his other leg injuries. But when you select a man at number one overall, when you see the talent that he has, what is your other option? You're not going to offer him a contract? And so what if Zion just, let's, relatively speaking, let's say he is healthy and he's given you 60 games for another team and he's still an all-star. What do the Pelicans do? They look like complete ass. The Pelicans were damned if they did and damned if they did not, regardless of what happened with Zion. They were. They picked him at number one and they knew what could have happened, and so far it has. He's excited you. He's been ridiculous when he's played. The issue is he hasn't played enough. 855-212-4CBS. Dan is calling from Detroit. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JL, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
You know, I'm going to say, yes, they did have a choice. I mean, I know he's a number one pick and everything else, but you didn't have to give him that extension. Dude hasn't played that many games in, what, the first 2 years of his career? But now you're going to give him five more years at $200 million? I mean, for the money, I'm going to just go out on a limb and say this guy is the biggest bust in all of sports history because of the money contract.
Oh, that's kind of early, no? Kind of early?
No, I mean, hey, Sam Bowie was a bust, but what'd he make? Like $8 million for 3 years? You're talking spending $250 million on this guy.
Well, he's still 23. They got to look at the bright side. They want to get a return on the investment. They don't want to see that return happen with somebody else.
He ain't going to slim. Yeah, but I would. If you're going to,
We don't know that he's not going to slim down. We don't know that.
Look, by the fourth year in your career, he is what he's going to be.
No, that's not true. That we have seen basketball players go through a constant evolution. For a man who is not even 20.
Hold on, Dan. Okay.
Thank you. No, please, do me a favor. Don't shout. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Basketball players throughout the course of their career, from their skills, their physical skills, their mental acumen, and how they take care of their body, they constantly change in groups from, I'd say, if you're in the NBA this young, 18 to 23, 23 to 25, 25 to 30, 30 to 35 if you can last that long, and so on for the dudes who can be around 20 years. They constantly evolve. It's like any athlete. Good players, they get better.
You're right, but I don't think he's going to take care of himself enough. And with the money the guy's already got, I don't think there's that big of an incentive for him to.
Okay. We'll see. Thank you, Dan, for calling from Detroit. To give Zion some type of credit, he has changed his body. I can sit here. Anybody can sit here, and I have. I can make jambalaya jokes, and I love New Orleans, okay? I love New Orleans. I don't think this man is out there in the street all day. He ain't eating. I mean, the people in New Orleans make fun of him eating. They had a whole parade float with him eating on the side of it. I don't think this man is just chowing down everything. And when he did come back to play this season, for the 29 games that he did play, He was slimmer. He was more cut. He had more definition to his body. The man worked on his body. I've heard that he has changed his eating habits. I think it's apparent that he needs to do more. He needs to slim down some. That's it. And so, yeah, is he still big as hell? Yeah, he's still big as hell. He's built like that guy from the Avengers movie. I don't know his name. Shub, do you know his name?
Lou Ferrigno?
Oh, my God. Forget I asked, okay? No. The Avengers? You said Lou Ferrigno? Say, what happened?
So that's he's the Incredible Hulk. That's right.
Yeah, no, I said – yeah, we're in like a 40, 50-year gap here.
No, I can't. I don't know every movie.
The Avengers is recent.
I know, but it's not that good.
Thanos. How do you know if you don't even know what I'm talking about?
That's not just no cinema.
I asked for the guy for the Avengers. You go, I don't know. It's not that good. You didn't see it. I know Thanos. He's built like Thanos. Zion could still slim down a little bit.
Josh Brolin.
Is that the actor who played Thanos?
Yes, that's the actor who played Thanos.
Okay. Yeah, I know Thanos. I don't know Josh. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Ron, he's calling from the home of the Pelicans. Ron is calling from Louisiana. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ron?
It's time for him to go.
Uh-oh.
Too much money, and he's not doing anything.
Well, he signed for 5 years after this one.
It's time for him to go.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Oh, okay, sure. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate you, man. Hey, Ron is a man of few words. Josh is calling from Washington. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? I just want to say, I mean, listening to your show every night, I absolutely love it. I wish I'd call more. I love to hear what you got to say, man. You just keep it up. I want to say this. I personally wouldn't quite say at the moment Zion is a bust because he's only played like 114 games, I believe. But that to me, that's nothing good. Like, oh yeah, good for you. You haven't played enough, so we can't call you a bust yet. I would personally say Zion Williamson's career at this point has been a tragedy. I look back at his draft night, and he was so emotional with his family, and I'm watching it live. I'm like, dude, this guy, man, he's got so much emotion. He's going to absolutely kill it. And from what I've seen from him in the NBA, I've just seen a lot of great highlights. Even this year, he's only played 20 games, but what he's done great things. And I look at that, and yeah, they'll call him a big boy, and then they'll say, oh, he's terrible. Well, I'd like to see these people saying that. Try a 360 dunk, okay? And they're not going to do that. Zion can. He's very, very gifted. So what we've seen from him isn't like, you know, when you think of a bust, they can't meet the expectations. For what Zion has done, he's met the expectations, but the problem is the injury, and that's why, to me, it's a tragedy, almost what you were saying earlier, you know, a big what-if story. I really hope he can turn it around, and that big contract, the money that he has, and I just hope that he can use that for good. JR, I'm out of here, man. You have a very blessed Easter weekend, man. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Josh. I appreciate you for calling from Washington. Thank you. Yeah, it's all good. We know his talent level. Brandon Roy would have been he would have been a Hall of Fame player, Brandon Roy, if his knees worked. So whether your knees work, your ankles go out, maybe you just heavy, but if you can't play, you can't play. I loved playing sports growing up. I loved it. There came a point in time where my knees said, bruh, stop, and I did. I wasn't going to no damn NBA, but come on, being, you know, your body, if it don't work, it don't work. He's too big as hell, big. Good luck to Zion. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. Hey, the Los Angeles Lakers, they just won a game. Talk about the Lakers on the other side. Get your calls. And then Kevin Durant didn't play. We'll hear from him too. Don't move.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things. TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount+.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention, please, passengers, fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple hundred bucks into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more dollars than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.